Thank you.
Guys, have a great life.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Peace. Wow. Peace out. Have a nice life. Yeah.
You too. Oh, so first of all, I'm glad she specified Sydney Bacon because for a moment I thought Sydney, my dog,
had called
in and was wishing us a happy 100th, episode. And I was shocked because she's never talked to me in that voice.
Absolutely. You know, I think Big Fatty calls her Bacon Bits, Sydney.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I feel very special because I don't think. That is, I'm sure she doesn't listen, so it doesn't matter.
It is Kathy Bacon's favorite child. And
right. She's kind of a clone of Kathy Bacon, to be honest.
Well, Bacon Bits. Yeah, exactly.
They're very similar.
Let's get to our next phone call, shall we?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Kathy Bacon's favorite child, Big Fatty.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 73 of the BFO for right the 15th of
September
2023. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I'm gonna pick up where I left off on yesterday's little show, Big Fatty. Broadcasters, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope your fall right is going well. Y'all, your broadcasters today, because y'all, starting tonight, 6:30 p.m. in the evening, and going until sunset on Sunday, y'all, it's the big Rosh Hashanah weekend. Yes, Big Fatty, Rosh Hashanah, Shana na na na. Big Fatty, yes. So, y'all, I hope you'll tune in. Big Fatty will be doing his show at 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern over there at the Pride 48. And, yes, Big Fatty, will you be getting into the Manischewitz wine? Maybe. Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, this weekend, Rosh Hashanah weekend, y'all, we have a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it's on Saturday the 16th. Y'all, you heard her. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show, y'all. She has been a big supporter of the BFO, y'all. She's done Bacon Theater, and y'all calls into that death line. Yes, Big Fatty, over there at the mix. Y'all, I think she's everybody's favorite solid topping. Y'all, I'm talking about the daughter of the one and only KB, Big Fatty. Miss Beaver has a daughter. No, Kathy Bacon. Oh, never mind. Y'all, I'm talking about Bacon Bits. Big Fatty, we love Bacon Bits. The person, not the salad topping. Yeah, correct. Y'all, I don't know. I don't know if Bacon Bits is on any of the social media. Big Fatty, all the kids are on the social medias. We just don't know what they are. But y'all, I know her mother. Her mother, Miss Bacon, is... Big Fatty, can you stay awake? I'm going to try. I know Miss Bacon is on the Twitty. Excuse me, the Twix. I don't know about the Meta or... Y'all, I've had a drink, okay? The Meta or the... what is that other one called? It's called the... the Woolly Mammoth or the Spools. But y'all, if you see Bacon Bits or even Kathy Bacon, wish Bacon Bits A happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope she gets 3 of the corners of cake. Yes, sir.
Happy birthday to you. Previously on That's What She Said. Mystery Day, are you ready for your mystery day? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery day. Will you be ready for swimming? A dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, as yesterday's little show came to an end, y'all, I was just about to tell you about my gentleman caller. Y'all, is a brand new gentleman caller. He was a young 32, I think, 32-year-old African-American gentleman, and y'all, he was just all about, hey, Big Fatty, the special chai. I said, yes, and y'all, he came over, and y'all, let me just tell you, it was lovely, just lovely. But y'all, the funny part is, as he was leaving, y'all, I opened the door to let him out of the villa. Big Fatty, was he being caged? No, I was just being a nice host. Y'all, standing at the door was young Nicholas. And y'all, it was, I don't know who was more startled, a young Nicholas, me, or the gentleman caller. But anyway, gentleman caller went on his way, and young Nicholas came in, and y'all, y'all, there had been some discharge, I needed to have a kind of a wet cleanup on aisle 4. Big Fatty, I didn't know that's what you were calling your face now. Big Fatty, I'm vulgar. So young Nicholas came in, and we had a nice little visit, and I don't remember exactly what was going on, but y'all, it was some drama with some of his straight boys that he works with, and you're, oh yes, Big Fatty, so he's supposed to be letting us know all about it on Friday night. After young Nicholas left, there was a two-hour Big Brother, and y'all, it was good. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, they were on that Vomitron quite a bit during the puzzle. Not a puzzle, it was a competition. And so y'all, after that, I had taken the go-to-bed pills, and y'all, by the time 10 o'clock rolled around, y'all, I was ready to hit the hay, Big Fatty. And y'all, by the way, the Atlanta Braves clinched. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it's always good to clinch, especially if you've got the explosive diarrhea. No, they clinched the something. So y'all, the National League something champions. And anyway, y'all slept like a baby. And y'all, I might just add that I had clean sheets on Wednesday night. Cause you know, y'all, sometimes, I was hearing Archer's, voice in my head, you know, when Archer said, dude, you're leaking. And, y'all, there was just a little, biohazard, situation. So Big Fatty, wash the sheets. So y'all had clean sheets Wednesday night. Y'all are just lovely. Just lovely, I tell you. And so anyway, y'all woke up, I don't know, about 6:30 a.m. Y'all didn't have that early morning wake up. And I got up and had my brofkas. What did I have for brofkas today? Oh, y'all had a English muffin and had my coffee, did all my puzzles, and then it was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all just did Fat Acres. Y'all, it was still very humid. Now, for right, our humidity is supposed to be going down for the weekend. So, y'all, I'm looking forward to that. And anyway, yes, Big Fatty, the humidity always drops for Rosh Hashanah. Oh, yes. And so, y'all, after I finished that, I... what did I do then? What did I do then? What I did then. Y'all, after I had finished my nipple walk, this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Be ready for swimming or a dance. When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I totally agree, squeaky gentleman caller. Y'all, it was my muscly. It was my muscly gentleman caller. Y'all, he hadn't been over in a few weeks, and y'all, he was just a Big Fatty. I pull out the special chair. It's a long time coming, and y'all, he came over, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you, lovely, just lovely, and y'all, it was. I don't know who was happier, me or him. Big Fatty, well, it ended in a happy ending. It did. So y'all, he left, and what did I do after that? Oh, y'all, I was watching some things on the TV machine and all, and y'all, I was getting ready to record the little show. By the way, I'm recording very late now. And y'all, I know what it was. Y'all, I started making my Italian Mussolini spaghetti sauce for right at Fatty's, and while I was doing that, I was watching that Gordon Ramsay on the Master Chef, and y'all, as soon as I finished that, I sat down to record the little show, and this happened.
Mystery date. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late. It would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes, I know, squeaky gentleman caller. Where it's a trio. Yes, y'all, this was a gentleman call I've had over a couple of times, but it's been a couple of years, and y'all, he was in the neighborhood, and he says, hey, Big Fatty, can I stop by for a little humpity bumpity? I said, yes, and so y'all, he came by, and y'all, let me guess, Big Fatty, it was lovely, just lovely. Yo, it was your eyes rolling into the back of your head lovely. I mean, it was just lovely. And y'all, needless to say, I will have clean sheets in the love chamber again. again Thursday night. You know, it's sometimes it's just yes, Big Fatty, we know. I hope he comes back again. It's like I say, it's been a few years since we had done anything, but we picked right. Y'all, it was like riding a bicycle. Big Fatty, are you calling yourself a bicycle? After that, y'all, the Nip stopped by and we visited for a little bit because y'all, I had to borrow Betty White to go and take a couple of Olive's pieces of artwork down to one of his friend's galleries downtown. And, yo, we just sat and chitter-chatted for about an hour. And, y'all, she made Big Fatty a cocktail. And, y'all, I'm feeling no pain right now. Big Fatty, you're just training for the big Rosh Hashanah weekend. It's true. And delivered those pieces of artwork and found out some information about making a donation of the last piece of artwork. And, it was just a nice time. And so I was pleased with that. And y'all got back home, y'all. And as I was going to drop off Betty White at the Nip's house, and y'all, the heavens opened. Heavens opened. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, the rain was coming down, down, down. And I sent the Nip a note saying, one of those testimoniums saying, or I will bring Betty White back once I get an Umbra shoot. And he says, no problem. Just keep Betty White at your house. I said, okay. Y'all, he was thinking he might go out drinking, carousing, if you will. And so I don't know. Y'all, I don't know why I'm so tired. Big Fatty, I think it's probably because of that drink you had. Well, I hadn't had a whole lot to eat today. And, y'all, I was trying to think, what did I eat today? I had some, I had that English muffin. And then I had some cone nuts. And I tasted the spaghetti as I was cooking it. And, it seems like there was something else, but y'all, damned if I can remember. So, y'all, I hadn't had a whole lot to eat today. Big Fatty, and the Nip says you eat like a bird, a baby bird. And getting ready for the big big Rosh Hashanah over there at pride48.com. Y'all, I'll just give you a little preview. Big Fatty has gone back into the archives, and y'all, I've pulled some clips from that I think you'll enjoy, and about the first Pride 48. Y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear, that's it, y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely fright day. And, y'all, I hope you'll show up over there in the chat room for the big Rosh Hashanah weekend. And, y'all, it begins at sunset. At sunset later today and ends at sunset on Sunday. So, y'all, put on your dancing slippers and Big Fatty. Why they gotta wear the dancing slippers? Well, because we're all crazy. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that the founders of Pride 48. That's that Daniel Biba and Adam Crooked Hat Burns. And guys, any words of wisdom for the weekend?
Kathy Bacon's favorite child, Big Fatty.
Oh, yes. That would be Veda. V-E-D-E-R.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.